Here we go. Wake up.
Star 94.1.
Guys have issues too, and the women are here to help. We are about to seat the jury on the Jeff and Jen show here in just a second. Then tomorrow morning at this time, you know, if you're always listening around now, it's Confess Your Crush. The best part of Friday. Yes, it is.
Sometimes love, but every single time it's awkward, and boy, is it beautiful.
And Colleen is ready to confess her crush to somebody who already works for her family. So she knows him well, and she's ready to tell him she's got a crush on him. That'll be this time tomorrow morning on the Jeff and Jen Show.
The defendants are always men.
The panelists are always women.
And the majority always rules.
It's time to seat the jury.
Mike, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. It is time to present your case to the jury.
I've got a very, unruly beard, on my face. My facial hair is pretty crazy.
Okay.
And, I also have a coworker, and she's very stylish. You know, she's always wearing a scarf that matches her makeup, or her shoes matches her nail colors, but... she's pretty savvy at grooming her husband's beard. We met at a work function. I was like, dude, your facial hair is great. What do you do? He said, my wife takes care of it. I'd put her in charge of that. So I guess my question is, can I, or is it appropriate to ask my coworker to basically give me a beard cut or a beard grooming like she does for her husband, because he looks like he's coming out of a movie trailer, and I look like a hungover Amish guy.
he's walking straight out the movie trailer. You're walking straight out the woods.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you think that she might be uncomfortable by getting asked the question?
Yeah, but then I'm also kind of more concerned about how my wife would feel about me asking a married female coworker to kind of take care of my beard.
I see.
Oh, got it. So yeah. You are a married man and you want another woman to play with your face.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Put it like that.
I think it would be more of a job than playtime. But yeah, I'm definitely, I don't want to upset my wife.
Right. But that your coworker has the skills because you've seen her work.
Yeah, I mean, it's she definitely, miracle worker.
Right. Oh, as a married woman, if somebody else was trimming my husband's face,
it seems so personal, right?
I'd be like, get off his face. You get away from my man's face.
Okay, but now, did we ask this question yet? Does your coworker, obviously not. I was going to say, does she have any, is that her occupation? But obviously no, unless you work in a, beauty salon. But is it a past occupation of hers? Why is she so good at it? Because I think that might weigh in on it.
I honestly, like I said, she's definitely fashionable. And when we were at the holiday party where I asked her husband, he didn't, break it down, but he just said, it's all in her hands. She takes care of it. I don't know if she just likes doing it or she has a knack for it. I mean, she wasn't a Avon salesman or something back in the day. She just, I think, knows how to make people, or at least herself and her husband, look good. But like I said, the main thing was being, as a guy who's married to a woman and then asking another woman to do, it's pretty personal, have you take care of your face hair, mm-hmm. It's not like she is a barber or a hairstylist or something. She's a coworker. So, I don't want it to cross a line and I don't want to get in trouble with a wife, really. I don't want to upset her.
Totally. Well, that's what the jury is for. Let's seat our panel of only women to help Mike answer this question. Can he ask his coworker to trim down his beard, or will it just tick off his wife too much? Is it too intimate of a thing? Give us a call now and we'll seat the jury. 404-263-0941. Mike, we'll get you some answers here coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Defendants are always men.
The panelists are always women.
And the majority always rules.
It's time to seat the jury.
The case of the bearded man. Mike, if somebody is just joining the Jeff and Jen Show, can you give them a little explanation of what your question is for the jury today?
Yeah, real quick. I've got a crazy beard. My married female coworker who tames her husband's beard makes it look really good. I kind of want to ask her for help with my situation, but I don't want to upset my wife by asking another woman who is not a hairstylist or a barber to basically, you know, get very intimate with my facial hair.
All right, just one follow-up question before we move on to the women. Is this something you would do, like, at the office? Like, you guys would go into the break room and, like, throw an old, you know, like an old bed sheet or something over the microwave so you don't get any shrapnel in there? Where are you planning on this happening?
Oh, I think it'd probably be less creepy if I say, you know, get a hotel room and meet her at midnight.
I was going to say, Jeff, you should know this. He's a dude. He hasn't thought that far yet.
Let's get to the ladies. Hang out, Mike, and we'll have an answer for you in a second.
Sounds good.
All right, Tammy is our first vagurist. Tammy, can Mike ask his wife if another woman can trim his beard?
If it's worded correctly, I think that would be okay.
Okay, thanks, Tammy.
Okay, thank you.
Kathy in Noonan, welcome to the show. Welcome to the vagury.
Hi. Yes, I think he definitely can go for this. He just needs to talk to his wife first because it's a very positive thing. He wants to look good for his wife, and he just needs to be open and honest. And I think facial hair looks great on a man, especially when it's groomed well. So why not go to somebody that knows what they're doing? I think it's flattering on both ends.
Michaela in Alpharetta, hey. What's your vote on this?
I do not think that is appropriate at all. But there's tons of places where you can go and get your beard trimmed by professionals who I'm sure would do just as great a job as she does, but it wouldn't be crossing that line with a coworker.
But that issue, the issue with that is he doesn't know if they'll do a good job with his coworker. He knows she's got the skills with the clippers.
But if you go into the place, they might have a portfolio thing and you can go through and pick and say, oh, I like the cut that you did on this one or something like that. And then your wife won't be mad. Her husband won't be mad. And it won't create a weird work relationship.
Michaela,
even if you ask and she says no, that's weird.
Yeah, Michaela, I totally agree with you. I say no way. Totally not appropriate.
I would. If my husband came home and was like, I think I'm going to ask my coworker. No.
Kelly Cheese, you've got a bearded man in your life.
I know, and it's a messy beard, too. But let me tell you something. I don't know that I would be okay with somebody getting that close to his face.
Oh.
It would make me feel some type of way, and I'm not sure if I would like it or not.
So your vote's no?
My vote's no.
Allie in Monroe, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I think that it would be just fine as long as it was a threesome.
Hey.
Like, I mean.
Well, that escalated quickly.
I mean, I think that the guy should ask the wife if it's okay with her and then go ahead and ask the coworker, and then they can do it all together, and then the coworker can teach the wife how to do it.
That is actually a great idea. So use it as a teaching moment.
Yes, it needs to totally be a teaching moment, and then everybody's happy as long as the coworker's husband is all right with it, too.
I got to tell you, Allie, your first comment made me sweat.
Me too. Me too, but your idea is actually fantastic.
What is she saying? Where is this going?
I didn't even think anything weird about it. I'm starting to realize I'm...
the nervousness of live radio. I'm sweating right now. I have no idea what else she said. What was her vote?
That's a different for jury. That's a guy who has a different question.
It's not in here. Okay, so far we've got three yeses and three noes.
All right, so do we want to throw it to Janine? Which is weird because, Janine, your current boyfriend is 11, right? So can he grow a beard? Is he able to grow facial hair?
Janine's boyfriend does look very young for his age.
He
does look so young, yes, but he doesn't look 11.
Yeah.
Maybe like 16.
If he dressed as a Cub Scout for Halloween, I would just walk up to him and try to buy popcorn. That's how young he looks. Christine and Alpharetta.
I am not going for the threesome today. What I would suggest. Not today. But what I would do is just have the coworker, which is also a positive thing, bring in a picture of her husband. Of his beard, and then he can take it with him and go to a stylist and have it done. So he's still being, you know, positive and nice, but
you know, we're not going in any weird territory.
She says no. Too weird.
That's a no.
So that's
the,
a no.
So the no's rule?
The no's rule so far. Janine?
I would have said the same thing. I mean, if he thinks it's all weird and scraggly, why wait until some random coworker? Also, just thought of this. What if it's like a personal thing between the coworker and her husband, and she has to awkwardly be like, that's kind of like intimate with us.
It
and
is.
Like, then it just makes it weird.
Well, no, because then it could become a foursome.
No, stop. Stop saying that. What is happening?
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.